Bad Femmons, Bad Femmons, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
All Femmons are presumed guilty until found innocent in the court of law.
Well, this one wasn't found innocent. She was found guilty of a dreadful crime. Back in 2002, the police were alerted of a vehicle driving with a missing tire and a smashed rear windscreen. They pulled the car over, and this driver was covered in blood and flesh. She said the blood was from her tampon, and the flesh was a deer that she got from the butchers. They escorted her to her house, and it's then they found the little boy's body in the boot of the car. He'd been shot 9 times with a shotgun, and the shotgun was lying in the boot, and what was left of the little boy's body. This had been her own child. Did she kill him because he cramped her style? Or maybe it was revenge. And ironically, she's only been given full custody of the child 10 days earlier, even though she had a drug problem and some mental health issues. So it does show that the society system is broken. On her sentencing, the judge said that she'd spend the rest of her life in jail with no possible chance of parole. She foul-mouthed the judge and said she was innocent. That was about it. I mean, how can you do that to a child, especially your own? And why is it that Femmons never ever hardly get the death penalty? Not once has she shown any remorse or admitted her guilt. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. Let me know what you think, eh?
Bad Femmons, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?